Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Donald Trump is back in court Thursday for his criminal trial regarding hush money in New York. The former president criticized the timing of the trial before heading into the courtroom Thursday morning.
There's no case that it should have never been brought, but if it was going to be brought, it should have been brought 8 years ago. You know, we're talking about 2015, 2016. Nobody's ever seen anything like it.
Afterwards, Trump said this case is nothing more than a way to keep him off the campaign trail. The lawyer who represented the two women central to Donald Trump's New York trial denies any involvement in a hush money scheme. Keith Davidson, who represented both Playboy model Karen McDougal and adult film star Stormy Daniels, stated that the $130,000 payment to Daniels wasn't intended as hush money to influence the 2016 election. On the stand Thursday, Davidson emphasized it wasn't a payoff, it wasn't hush money, it was consideration. Pro-Palestinian protests continue on college campuses. Early Thursday morning, Los Angeles police cleared an encampment on UCLA's campus, resulting in the arrest of over 100 people. Meanwhile, Columbia University has announced that all classes and final exams will be conducted remotely for the remainder of the school year. The White House is standing by President Biden's recent remarks in which he referred to U.S. allies Japan and India as xenophobic. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre stated that the president was making a broader statement about how immigrants contribute to the strength of nations.
It is important for us to remember that we are a country of immigrants. I'm explaining what he was talking about and how he was what he was focusing on in those comments. Country of immigrants, it makes us stronger. It is important to be very clear about that.
Biden made the comments during a campaign fundraiser Wednesday, grouping the countries together with China and Russia. He attributed their economic challenges to a reluctance to accept immigrants. This is USA News.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The body of the fifth construction worker who went missing during the collapse of the Key Bridge in Baltimore has been discovered. The victim identified as 49-year-old McGill and Hal Luna Gonzalez from Glen Burnie, Maryland. Salvage teams located a missing construction vehicle, and the body was recovered from inside. One bridge worker is still missing. The reconstruction of the Key Bridge is estimated to cost nearly $2 billion. Maryland Transportation Secretary Paul Wiedfeld informed the Baltimore Sun and Washington Post on Thursday they're replacing the collapsed structure will likely come with a preliminary price tag ranging from $1.7 to $1.9 billion. He added that the new bridge is expected to be completed by the fall of 2028. The national average for a gallon of regular gas has slightly increased from Wednesday, with AAA reporting it at $3.67 per gallon. California drivers still face the highest prices at the pump with an average of $5.37 per gallon. Conversely, the lowest average price can be found in Mississippi at just $3.12 per gallon. Southwest Airlines will offer $75 travel vouchers for certain cancellations and delays mandated by the U.S. Transportation Department following the 2022 holiday meltdown. Passengers passengers can claim a Southwest Love Voucher if their flight is canceled or delayed within a week of departure, or if they arrive 3 or more hours later than planned. Vouchers are not applicable, however, if the flight is affected by other factors like weather. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Yesterday was a National Day of Prayer. I trust that you participated because this country, well, Ted, do we need it, huh? Especially when you look at what's happening in college campuses. They've arrested at least 2,000 protesters on college campuses over the last 2 weeks. The unrest shows no signs of slowing down. And former President Trump, of course, back in court for the so-called hush money trial. With us right now is the Fox News contributor and major bracket Wall Street firm Wertheim and Company former partner Liz Peek. Liz, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well. Thanks for having me on.
Always good to have you with us. Boy, the universities, I mean, I feel bad for these kids, the majority of the kids that were looking forward to graduation, and all that is upended. And how many, you know, in of these people that are causing these problems, how many of these kids have come in that have nothing to do with these universities, Liz?
Yeah, about half, apparently, in some of the universities where they've actually made mass arrests turn out not to be students, but rather provocateurs, people who are being paid, apparently, to stir up trouble, to create this divide, as though we needed any more divide in our country, and cause trouble in campuses. That's been the situation. But I got to tell you, Bill, I am stunned to read this morning about some of the universities that have totally cratered to the demands of these kids. I mean, again, not all of them are students. All of them pretty much are young, although not all of them, I guess, are. But some university I was just reading about has given in on all the demands, 5 out of 7 of the demands made by the people occupying the campus, including total divestment from Israel and
exactly.
I believe severing ties with an Israeli university that they were involved with. I mean, what are they thinking? That kind of cowardice basically just leads to more sit-ins and disruptions and occupied buildings. And no university administration should show themselves so vulnerable to what is effectively blackmail.
Yeah, it's amazing, you know, their demands. They want vegan food. I mean, it's like they think they're ordering from some sort of Uber menu or something. It is absurd. And what it is, more than anything else, you talk about an exposure of lack of leadership, Liz. I mean, where are these administrators?
Well,
I mean, they have been heavily compensated for decades. I mean, that's what's part of the problem with the whole educational system is it's so top heavy. And here you've got supposedly all these generals, you know, that are paid a ton of flipping money, and they have no clue how to manage the core values of the university.
Well, I agree with you. And unfortunately, the lack of leadership starts at the very top. We have
exactly.
a president who will not come out and forcefully condemn the single issue that is roiling the nation and dividing people and causing fear, which is anti-Semitism. I mean, he makes up, I couldn't believe it. Yesterday, as you know, after 10 days of silence, absolute silence on the issue, and by the way, it's the number one topic everywhere, media,
exactly.
family conversations, et cetera. Biden finally comes out, and 3.5 minutes of a hastily prepared little presentation, he does condemn anti-Semitism without, by the way, going into specifics about we are Hamas and anything that might actually be educational to the nation, like, are you people crazy? These are terrorists who
right.
burn babies alive. You're aligned mm-hmm. with the scum of the earth. Instead of actually putting any meat on the bones, he kind of issues the platitudes about, of course, we condemn anti-Semitism, oh, yes, and violent protests, but we also have to be very careful about Islamophobia and anti-Muslim hate. I don't know about you. I have seen no instances of Islamophobia showing up on these campuses, or this is not the issue. So stop
yes.
equivocating. Stop making, you know, this balancing act that Joe Biden is trying to achieve is just basically pissing off everybody.
Exactly. Well, Liz, the thing is that whenever it comes to explaining things that are quite obvious, Joe Biden's ill-equipped. And it's not
yeah.
just because of his failing memory or his mind. He seems to have always been that way historically. So I'm really not surprised. I mean, the people who are counseling him are, you know, they're terrible advocates because they can't even help him compose a sentence, put it on a, you know, a screen for him to read, a teleprompter, or to even give him notes to where he can, you know, articulate what's going on. You know, I mean, you've got a serious problem. What is it that the American people want to hear from the president right now? And that's basically what you're saying, right?
Yeah, totally. What I want to hear from the president right now is that anti-Semitism is wrong. It's hateful. It is pervasive. By the way, this is the same president that, to much fanfare, rolled out a whole initiative to combat anti-Semitism a year ago. And yet mm-hmm. somehow he's kind of lost his wheels. You know, he doesn't realize, or he's mm-hmm. acting like this is not a problem. It's no worse a problem than Islamophobia, which, by the way, basically doesn't exist. And to tell you the truth, I know this is really heretical, but had we not bent over backwards so profoundly after 9/11 to erase any mention of Islamic terrorism and to convince people that there were just a few people, as Ilhan Omar so famously said, and it wasn't a scourge of Islamic terrorism, maybe these kids in school would have some recollection and some understanding that Hamas is another branch of the same tree. You know, they don't know that, because if you go to the if you go down to the World Trade Center Memorial, for example, they've been very careful to separate the Muslim population
exactly.
from what took place on 9/11. So maybe a little too much cleaning up has gone on in aisle three, and we need a little more realism about who these people are.
Well, this is what happened when you abandoned the truth, Liz. Here we are. We've kowtowed to it, not to mention the fact, even if you go back at that period of time, the universities, how much had they already been inculcated with these, European professors that held to that worldview? So that helped to kind of form the whole idea. So the kids were already trapped. The language, the ideas, the narrative was controlled already by these people in position. And then, of course, then we have the squishy, journalists of the mainstream media that kowtowed to this as well. All in the name of, tamping down the truth. And I get some of it. You know, I get some of the sensitivity of the overreaction of what happened, during World War II. But still, you would think, you know, again, this is what happens when you abandon the truth. If you don't hold to the truth, then you start making up stories, and then you're outside of the realm of reality, like where we are right now.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, we have the wrong people in charge, though, on so many fronts. I mean, frankly, I said the other day on air, it's amazing Republicans win anything because the wrong people are in charge of the media, Hollywood, social media, academia. I mean, they have all the
exactly.
sort of think tank positions.
Yep, exactly. Got to go to break. More from Liz Peek after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Hey, we're back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. It is Liz Peek who is with us, the Fox News contributor, Wall Street analyst. Liz, you know, some positives out of all this insanity. I mean, and there's some contrasts. Of course, the media is not real good at reporting on it because, you know, I guess, you know, you get better clicks. It's a little bit more exciting to keep showing video of mostly peaceful protests, as they say. But, you know, Chapel Hill, the frat boys, God bless them, you know, raising the flag right there. And there's been a fundraiser for them, believe it or not. They've raised over $400,000 for these kids. Can you imagine?
I know, I mean, it's amazing. For a razor. You know, can you imagine what a razor that would be like?
I know, exactly. And then even at UCLA, which has been crazy, and I'm very familiar. I mean, I grew up in Southern California, and it's just shocking to see, you know, what's happened to the campus there. You know, Coach John Wooden, you know, I'm sure he's rolling in his grave after all the many years that he dedicated, you know, to that campus and other legacy, you know, basketball players and that, you know, people have attended that proud university, seeing being, you know, put into shambles. But last week they had kids were running around with a screen on a trailer, and they were showing a video footage of what happened on October the 7th. You know, the actual footage of, you know, the horrific things that occurred to, you know, the Jewish women and innocents there, you know, at the hands of Hamas.
Yeah, and thank heavens, because guess what? The news media isn't doing that, right?
No, of course not.
We have people on the left who are basically denying that October 7th happened, that they're denying that. And you know, Israel did a smart thing. Early on, they invited all the journalists over to actually watch video that was captured and from cell phones and everything else, of what really took place, actually have testimonials from people about what actually happened. People know, Bill, but they are not telling the truth. They are not telling that story because guess what? The left-wing audience that CNBC or MSNBC relies on, they don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear that these people are animals, and they are.
Right. It's just all about, you know, the divestment, you know, the BDS process against Israel that they, you know, continue to push in, you know, this anti-Semitism that is taking place. I mean, it's amazing how sensitive we are about Islamophobia, but to be anti-Semitic, I mean, they want to make that the order of the day, right?
Yeah, it's appalling. I mean, I don't know about you. I grew up thinking that anti-Semitism is about as bad a thing as you could engage in because my parents' generation fought a war, you know, largely to get rid of anti-Semitism, which resulted in the deaths of 6 million Jews. It's a little bit like if 30 years from now, people are doing, you know, kind of harassing, hectoring, threatening violence to black people because they're black. You all would go crazy over that because that is something you've grown up with as being the most heinous thing that could happen. I can't believe anti-Semitism is alive and well. And I got to tell you, a lot of my Democrat friends who are Jewish, they're really struggling with this because they don't see Joe Biden standing up. They don't see Chuck Schumer standing up. They don't see Jerry Nadler standing up. Where are these Jewish Democrat leaders in just basically saying, no, this is unacceptable. Yeah. Get out of this mindset that you're in and learn something about what's really going on here and about the founding of Israel. Unfortunately, I got to tell you, I mean, I did a piece about this. You know, you go on Yale University's website, there are 190 courses offered about gender, and there's 16 off on the Holocaust and World War II. That is literally true. Can you imagine?
Yes. Well, you know, hey, again, they're controlling the narrative. And as you say, and you wrote about this last week, you know, three reasons anti-Semitism is swarming college campuses, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, because, and it's a long, sad history of left-wing ideology taking over the faculty lounges of all these universities. And I remember, you know, there was a study of 40 top universities and the political affiliations of the faculty members, and I think there were a handful of Republicans, but in the economics and journalism, not one registered Republican in 40 universities. I mean, put your mind around that. It's impossible.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, you're absolutely form-fitting the minds of everyone there, and that's what they've done. You know, you talk about the politicians, and keep in mind, Chuck Schumer, it wasn't that he was quiet. He even spoke out, and he spoke out against Israel, against them defending himself. Right. I was shocked. I mean, here's the leader of the Senate, a Jew himself, and he speaks out against Benjamin Netanyahu, and then you've got the administration supporting regime change. I mean, this country, it's like, I don't know what else we can do, Liz, but I want to, you know, tell Christopher Wray, the CIA, everybody, this regime change has got to stop. Because in all these things that you've done, where do you have any kind of gold star standard that you can say, well, no, Bill, look at, we did this great job. We had this regime change in Iraq, and look at how much Iraq is doing. Look at what we did, regime change in Iran. Look at how much better Iran is today. Every time the government gets involved, we hear, I want to scream. It's like, stop it.
Yeah.
You know, and here they are. I mean, basically, what they've done to everybody else, I guess they ran out of all the other countries. So they said, hey, let's go after our own country. So, you know, so what they've done to others, they did to us in 2020.
Well, it's very discouraging. And there is only one path to sanity, and that is to get rid of Joe Biden. In November, we have got to vote in Donald Trump, and he may not be the perfect candidate. Some of your listeners may not love Donald Trump, but guess what? He is the alternative. It is not going to be RFK Jr. It's going to be Donald Trump or Joe Biden. Make up your mind, because four more years of Joe Biden, and by the way, it won't be four more years of Joe Biden. It'll probably be 4 years of Joe Biden and then Kamala Harris taking over from Joe Biden. It's unthinkable, because we are already seeing, I mean, he has taken onto the executive so much power. They are rolling out every day new laws, new regulations, which are bad for business, but also bad for the country, because Congress is, guess what, supposed to play a role here. So, you know, yesterday it was changing the definition of marijuana all by himself. Today, he wants to offer DACA people Obamacare, which was not legally available to them. Okay, all by himself. That isn't Congress making that decision. It's Joe Biden. And I can, you know, there are literally more than a dozen things he's done, probably 15 or 16 now in the last 3 weeks, that are actually very consequential for our country. We've got to get him out of there.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, you're talking the impact. I think there was one study of what he have done, what he's been doing recently. And this is not just yesterday, but even before yesterday, something like $1.4 trillion in impact.
Yeah, it's just horrifying. Really horrifying.
Okay, so on top of all the taxes, inflation, 18.9%, cost of living, all this that's going on, you know, he just keeps adding, you know, fuel to the fire. And then he says, hey, reelect me and I'm going to tax the holy what have you out of you. I'm raising taxes.
Yeah.
Right?
Except if you make less than $400,000. Raise your hand if you don't think that a $5 trillion tax hike is going to trickle down to everybody in this country. Of course it will. It would absolutely break the back of the economy. And by the way, just so your listeners know, we do not have a tax problem in this country. Tax revenues compared to the overall economy are about normal for right now. What we have is a spending problem. The IMF blew the whistle on this last week. Our deficit is 7% of GDP, and that is unsustainable.
Exactly. Yeah, well, you know, look at, you know, we talked about it at the very start, and let's end it that way, too, because it is a breakdown in leadership. And you're exactly right. In terms of Trump, I mean, look at Obama, Biden they've got 12 years under their belt right now when you consider those two administrations. And I'm saying for Donald Trump, they say four more. I say, no, you got to do 12. It's got to be four with Donald Trump and eight for his vice president. His vice president choice is going to be absolutely critical.
Yeah.
This way you have 12 years of conservatism and down line. You've got to bring reinforcements with Donald Trump, right?
Yep, I totally agree with you. The whole Republican slate, let's get them out there. Let's get the Congress, and so we can actually make some impact, because The executive order thing.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line. Does it have to be family? It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
USA News Update. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs is signing the repeal of a Civil War era abortion law recently upheld by that state's high court. It means Arizona law will now revert to a ban on abortion after 15 weeks. Governor Hobbs railed against support for the 1864 ban, which she considers to be from a bygone era.
A ban that was passed by 27 men before Arizona was even a state. A time when America was at war over the right to own slaves. A time before women could even vote.
The reconstruction of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore is estimated to cost nearly $2 billion. Maryland's transportation secretary informed the Baltimore Sun and the Washington Post Thursday that replacing the collapsed structure will likely come with a preliminary price tag ranging from $1.7 to $1.9 billion.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
We're back with the America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It's time for DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. They have made him now the official hall monitor there at the local universities and coming alongside all the police. See if we can get the kids to behave here. Remember why they went to school.
Well, I think it's going to take more than a hall monitor to get these brats under control, Bill.
Yeah.
A lot more than that. Maybe like a assistant dean for discipline or something like that.
Well, you think it's possible? I mean, they're so delusional. I mean, they don't even know what river to the sea means. And I'm saying we've got the modern day version here in America. It's from the Atlantic to the Pacific. Because lest these kids forget, DeRoy, or maybe not even know, is that it's Israel first, right? And then after Israel, guess who they're coming after?
Well, that's right. I mean, people need to remember that Hamas is not just the enemy of Israel. Hamas is the enemy of Western civilization. And what these people ultimately want is the destruction of Israel, the extermination of the Jews, followed by the extermination of the Christians. And they are interested in Sharia law and imposing sort of a 7th century, you know, back to the future, back to the 700 AD type of approach to modern life. So these people we have nothing in common with them. No American should have any sympathy for Hamas. This is an anti-Semitic, Jew-hating, Jew-killing terrorist organization. And the fact that there's now a Hamas wing of the American Democrat Party just goes to show how deeply into the ground the Democrat Party has sunk.
Well, and the thing is, you've got you know, Christopher Wray, FBI director, saying, hey, the red flags are up because the threats are so imminent. And, you know, Border Patrol agents are reporting that Hamas agents are in agency. I think there's like 20, supposedly 20 camps of Hamas inside of the United States. Do you think they're there to, you know, help the Girl Scouts along or something? What do you think?
I think they're here to develop commercial real estate opportunities. I think that's why they're here. The Hamas' commercial real estate plan. No,
yes.
Look, at best these people are going to come over here and grumble and moan and complain when they see the American flag, when they see our Jewish friends and the Star of David. You know, more. I would think at a minimum they're probably involved in these demonstrations. I heard news reports last week that the pro-Hamas demonstrators here have been in touch with Hamas in Gaza and have been exchanging ideas, perhaps money, resources, who knows what. Of course, the worst-case scenario is these guys come over here and decide, hey, let's do an American version of October 7th and actually go and attack synagogues, attack yeshivas, attack Jewish neighborhoods, maybe even go beyond Jewish neighborhoods into more Christian neighborhoods, if you will, and shed some blood in the United States of America. I think if they thought they could get away with it, they would. And you don't need necessarily even a September 11th type conspiracy with 19 Hamas terrorists. You need one guy with a gun to go into a shopping center or a restaurant or an elementary school and just open fire. And, you know, take out, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10, 15, 20 Americans. And if it's a big group of people, it's going to be in the dozens, scores, or hundreds. And this is deadly serious stuff. Joe Biden doesn't care about it. And now, to my astonishment, the latest development is that, as if this were not bad enough for these people coming across the border, he now wants to welcome refugees from Gaza.
Exactly.
Get them all on planes and bring them over here. My God. Where did
Egypt
come up?
Egypt doesn't want them. Jordan doesn't want them. Their neighbors don't want them. And so Joe Biden goes, hey, buenvenidos or whatever it is. You know, obviously I'm going
like
south of the border.
Or something.
Exactly. It's like, please. I mean, what do you think? What do you think you're doing? And of course, then, you know, Congress also, the other thing that's going on is the Federal Aviation Administration has opened up a loophole that allows these migrants, you know, these unverifiable, you know, migrants who are coming to the country, and they just put them on a plane. They put them on planes. They're flying them into the interior of America. I mean, forget about what's going across the border. I mean, you know, that's not enough. Biden says, no, let's fly them in.
Yeah, you know, we idiot Americans actually show up and show our ID cards and, you know, take our shoes off and everything else. Mm-hmm. We try to get on planes. You know, we're still expected to show ID and get by it's May 1st of next year. I think it's an exactly year. We have to have real ID with, you know, more technological I don't know what word I want to use here. Things to make it more technologically viable, if you will, to make cheating and fraud of ID more difficult. That's what we're expected to do. Meanwhile, the illegal aliens who come in aren't vetted. We don't know who they are. We don't know where they're coming from. We don't know where they're going. They get a special lane to bypass all of that and get on planes and go wherever they want. Unbelievable.
Exactly.
What is that?
Yeah.
I mean, did we learn nothing from people hijacking planes and smacking into buildings? I guess we learned nothing from that. So now we're going to get people who we have no idea who they are and make it easier for them to get on airplanes. I mean, my God, what is wrong with these people? These people are bonkers.
And the thing is we're idiots to think that we can trust the government. I mean, they can't even handle, you know, here it is. We've got a Social Security card. We've got a driver's license. And they've corrupted those to such a degree. So now their answer is, oh, you know, we would have stopped 9/11 if everybody had a real ID. No, if you'd actually followed up on the investigations and the information you had, you know, it's kind of like you when you're talking about security to Roy, I mean, these people know that, especially Israel does some of the best jobs. If you've ever gone to Tel Aviv, they've got concentric circles that
they
just
do.
Wrap around before you even get to the airport.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And America, like, we can't figure that out. This is unbelievable.
I remember I was in Israel in the year 2013. I've only been once. I had a wonderful trip there, thanks to the America-Israel Friendship League. I went on a fact-finding trip with Guy Benson and a number of other journalists and so on. It was a very good time. And on the way out, as I flew out of there, I went to Egypt to actually go visit Cairo and see the pyramids. And I remember counting, as I recall, I think it was 9 or 10 different times I was stopped. Before you get to the airport, right as you get to the airport, before you get in line, to be checked for security, when you get checked for security, after you get checked for security, and before you get on the plane and just before you get onto the jet itself. And I think I counted 9 different times I had to show my passport, visa, ID, et cetera, over and over and over and over again. And yet we've got it down to now 0 checks for people who've broken into our country, they violated the law. The first thing they did when we got here was break the law to come in, and yet we're going to have them just breeze onto planes and do who knows what. And, you know, even if they can't get into cockpits, they can slash the throats of stewardesses. They can attack other passengers, just create total pandemonium, do who knows what they might do. Yeah. It is just suicidal, the policy that Joe Biden is following. I mean, we just can't get this guy and his evil, corrupt, destructive comrades out of power quickly enough. I wish the election were next Tuesday, not 6 months from now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, at every turn, you know, we're talking national security. Look what's going on with the economy. I mean, inflation now, 18.9%. This guy's jumping up and down and celebrating. I mean, what is he doing? Did he turn the, you know, the diagram upside down? And instead of seeing the arrow going up, he's seeing it going down? I don't understand it. He's so delusional, and the pain that he's causing to everyday Americans. And I mean, Democrats in the back rooms, you know, their knees have got to be knocking, because they got to go, man, you know, we did a lot of cheating in 2020. I don't know if we can, you know, hit the levels that we're going to need to hit in order to get this guy across the finish line. What do you think?
They're going to have to steal a lot more than they did in 2020. And right now, it's, again, we're 6 months away from the election, so who knows where things will be in 6 months. But at the moment, we see inflation ticking back up. We are seeing GDP going down. The latest GDP report came out, I think it was last Friday, and it said that we're growing at about 1.6%, which is very, very slow.
Just awful.
The manufacturing figure came out this week. That's below 50. Anything, I think it's 49.2. Anything below 50 means manufacturing is contracting. I think it went up last month, but now it's back down again. So I think it's gone down 18 of the last 19 months. And interest rates are still sky high. We now have the housing market frozen because people who've got, you know, 3% and 4% mortgages don't want to sell their houses and go move into houses and get the mortgages at, you know, 6%, 7%, 8%. I believe the cost for the average mortgage, these numbers are approximate. I think they were around 12 or I think about 1,800 when Biden came to office. I think they're in about 3,600. So that's gone up almost exactly 100%, which means housing is more unaffordable than ever. Median price for a home, I think, is at a record high. So people are being shut out of the American dream, shut out of home ownership. The inventory available has gone way down. That may be at a record
low. Exactly.
So these are all miserable things. And yet Joe Biden says, oh, the best economy ever. Never been better. Best experience in American history, which is a total. Either he's a total liar or he's living in a complete fantasy land. One or the other. Either one is encouraging.
Got to go to break. More from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
Hey there, you in aisle 2. I see you by the fiber and laxatives. You still using those to manage your constipation with belly pain? If your symptoms keep coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. So you may need more than over-the-counter treatments to manage it. Ask your doctor about how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine to bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Roy Murdoch continues with us, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, the way I look at it, Judge Mershon, Fonnie Willis, Alvin Bragg, even Jack Smith, I mean, just go down the line. They are, I think Trump ought to give them honorary campaign manager titles. I mean, they are doing so much to promote Donald Trump, and I mean, this just has to drive them crazy, because Trump's numbers continue to skyrocket, and they are the poster children of all the corruption, the biased lawfare that is taking place, everything that speaks against a democratic republic and our Constitution. These are the poster kids for it.
They are. And, you know, I've said on this on your program before, and I've said to our listeners before, why do the Democrats just run against Donald J. Trump? Just say, look, you know, here are his ideas. They're not good ideas. Here are our ideas. They're great ideas. Please vote for us. They can't do that. They have no interest in doing this because they have nothing to sell other than, you know, we love abortion. We like to kill kids.
And we want to tax the holy hell out of you.
We want to raise taxes on everybody. And Trump and Hitler, that's all they've got. And I guess they can't win with that. So the next option is, well, let's throw him in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, before this whole thing is done, he may find himself behind bars in the most completely third world backward, you know, military dictatorship type political situation, totally alien to America, America's political culture.
See, what some people are overlooking a little bit here, Harvey Weinstein, what happened? Right?
He was just, they just reversed his conviction.
There's some relevance here because, and they reversed his conviction because of the same thing that Mershon is doing in New York. You know, bringing all these people. I mean, it's like, wait a minute, where's your case?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no crime here, but no, let's just impugn his, you know, his character and bring all these he said, she said, you know,
people in, and then you've got a judge, you know, gag ordering Trump, you know, hitting him with a $10,000 penalty. Although he was nice enough to say, okay, I'm going to relent and let you go to, you know, Barron's graduation. So maybe Trump looks at it as that it cost him 10 grand so he could go to his son's graduation.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Did he give him permission to go to the graduation after?
Uh-huh. Yeah, supposedly.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
I guess he's not such a bad guy after all.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, there might be a promise. We're going to make him a campaign manager for Trump.
There you go. There you go.
He's contributed so much to the numbers here, you know.
You got it. But no, it's incredible. You know, I keep hearing in this so-called hush money case, you know, the case opened, they said, oh, there's this big, you know, this scheme where this catch and kill thing where the David Pecker, the guy who owns the National Enquirer, would buy the rights to stories and then not publish them. Oh, this is awful. Well, it turns out he's done this for a whole bunch of people. He's done this for Trump for years. He's done this with a lot of other celebrities. And other,
Tiger Woods. Everybody, yeah. When they heard Tiger Woods' name, everybody's ears came up. You know,
yeah,
but there's a long list of celebrities. I mean,
yeah,
come on.
And Tiger Woods is not running for president, so this is not, you know, there's no scheme, electoral scheme there, number one. Number two, it's not against the law to pay somebody not to run a story. It may be weird or uncomfortable, or maybe it's a little tacky. It's not against the law. And then, they paid Stormy Daniels some money not to talk to the press. Well, guess what? It's not illegal to pay money to people not talk to media. Now, if he said, we're going to pay you money, don't talk to the police, don't talk to the prosecutors, okay, that's called obstruction of justice. That's against the law. It's not against the law to tell anybody, here's some money, don't talk to Roy Murdoch, don't talk to Bill Martinez, don't talk to the Washington Post. That's not against the law. She signed a non-disclosure agreement. That's not against the law. People sign non-disclosure agreements all the time. I've signed three for them myself. This happens in New York City in particular with all of our financial deals and transactions. People sign NDAs every day of the week. There's nothing unusual about that. So I keep talking about all this stuff, and I keep saying, okay, well, you know, it may be weird. Maybe you don't like it, but it's not against the law. Where's the crime? Where's the law that's being violated? And they've not been able to point to anybody in this case of anything that's illegal. I'm waiting for them to say, here's a law, and Donald J. Trump violated it. They've not been able to do that yet.
Right.
So at some point, I think even with a liberal jury full of, you know, Manhattan voters, these are my neighbors who tend to be, you know, 85-90% Democrat. I think even some of these people, unless they're totally corrupt, are going to say, you know what, there's no crime here. I don't like Trump. I'm not going to vote for him. But, you know, he didn't break the law, so we got to let him go. And I've been on four Manhattan juries, and I must say the jurors with whom I've served have taken it very seriously, and their thought is we need to be very, very cautious and serious about our civic duty here, and we need to respect the jury system because we may need it ourselves someday. So we need to be good to us. It'll be good to us. So I would not be surprised if even a bunch of 12 people who didn't vote for Trump said, look, we don't like the guy, we're not going to vote for him, but we're not going to lock him up because he did nothing wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and this is the thing that's faring out, and I think that the longer this goes on, DeRoy, the more exposed the left has become. I mean, Mershon, you hear about Mershon and, you know, his daughter, their complications, his bias, you know, Alvin Bragg, how many times he went to the White House, Fannie Willis, how many times she's gone. I mean, this, and you have Joe Biden, who has the audacity, hands off, saying, I knew nothing. I'm not involved. I didn't know anything about it. Well, wait a minute. These people have gone to the White House, you know, not just one time to do a little tour. I mean, they've been there like dozens of times meeting with your administration to orchestrate whether we're talking the documents case, whether we're talking, you know, Stormy Daniels in New York or Georgia or whatever. You guys are up to your elbows. And this is what's happening. I don't know how they can stop the exposure because it's all out there right now. And like you said, even the people who may be most conflicted because they've been told all these years that, you know, somebody that makes you energy independent, that gets you a job, that secures your safety and believes in law and order and has secured your safety at a local and an international level, who didn't take us to war, that guy is a terrible guy. I mean, he is the worst thing that could ever happen to our country. Compared to a guy who's got us so mired in Middle East conflict, who is so concerned and more concerned about his family and the money that he can get paid under the table and all these, you know, these other corrupt practices that Biden's involved in. You know, and we're now paying, I think, California's what, over $5 a gallon now? And on the road, they're saying, DeRoy, warn your parents, by the way, we might have to send them some gas cards. It's going to be up to $7 a gallon here pretty soon, they're saying.
It might be. And, that's just not just, California. Gas prices have been inching up all across the country. And as you say, you mentioned Judge Marchand being conflicted. I've got a piece that's on Newsmax and on Daily Signal, and Washington Times also ran it, where he talked about Trump trial judge Marchand belongs in conflicted jurist hall of shame. This guy's so conflicted in so many different ways. You know, as you say, his daughter runs an organization called Authentic Campaigns. They've made $18 million at least since Trump was indicted by Alvin Bragg. You go on their website, you can see at least three different examples of where their candidates have been running and also raising money using Trump's name. You know, Donald Trump mm-hmm. is Carrie Lake is friends with that evil, terrible Donald J. Trump. You've got another ad for the Immigrant Justice Fund saying extreme MAGA Republican Trump sidekick Carrie Lake just launched a run for the U.S. Senate, et cetera, et cetera. So his daughter is making money by impugning Donald J. Trump's name with her candidates and clients' communications. Then you've got Marchand himself, who is a Democrat donor. He gave money to Biden. He gave money to an outfit called Stop Republicans, something called the Progressive Turnout Fund. Progressive Turnout Project is what it's called. He gave money to those, not a lot of money, but he's given money to them. And I can tell you, if it were a pro-Trump judge who gave $15 to Trump,
oh my goodness, yes,
the Conservative Turnout Project and a group called Stop Democrats, you know, MSNBC and CNN will be screaming from the tops of their lungs. And, of course, he was also handpicked by the chief administrative judge. He was not picked by a random process. So there are all these conflicts, and I think that this is the kind of thing, if Trump does, in fact, get convicted in this case, this will go straight to appeals. And I think the appeals judges will say that Marchand should have recused himself from the outset. I mean, it's a violation of the law for him, New York state law, for him to be on a case in which he has a blood relative within 6 degrees who has an interest in this case. This is a 1 degree of separation, not 6 degrees of separation, with his daughter being involved in all of this. That's the whole problem with the conflicted jurists. And as you say, the Democrats are telling us that if Trump gets in, I just saw MSNBC saying, it'll be the end of the free press. I think one of the anchors on MSNBC said, if Trump's elected, I might not even be here this time next year. Really? Trump was president for 4 years. I don't remember him throwing journalists in jail. I don't remember him spying on any journalists as Obama and Biden did when they had the FBI go after the Associated Press. They tapped the phone of James Rosen, at that time worked for Fox News Channel. They tapped the phone of his parents in Staten Island. Maybe even to a fault, Trump made himself available to the media. I mean, if you were a journalist and you want to talk to Trump, he was there to answer your questions almost around the clock. I remember during COVID, he gave a press conference every day, a couple of days. He gave more than one press conference, two or three press conferences a day. So if this guy really is going to lock up the press, if he gets elected, behaved exactly the opposite way when he was president of the United States. So they're just inventing all this nonsense about, you know, Orange Hitler, which is just total utter fabrication, because again, they have nothing to run on other than a weak economy, an outbreak in crime, the wars exploding around the world, Middle East on fire, and now our campus is looking like we're living back in 1968 during the Vietnam War.
Exactly.
So they have nothing to sell. So they're going to, you know, invent the idea that Trump is the head of the Fourth Reich or something like this, which is just utter garbage.
Yeah, and he's going to deprive you of your reproductive rights. You know, he's captured your ovaries.
Yeah, precisely.
This is
controlling fallopian tubes.
It is crazy. I know, that's a T-shirt. I'm telling you, without a doubt. He's the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, DeRoy Murdoch. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care.
Okay, Bill. Talk to you soon. Thank you.
You got it.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone?